KFFB is 106.1 FM. This is Bob Connell thanking Senator Mark Pryor again for coming on our open mic program. And Senator Pryor, it is a joy for you to come on. And seems like there's a lot of talk going on in Washington, D.C. about health care. I guess it's one of those issues you probably go to bed, think about, wake up, you hear about it, you know?
I do. Thank you for having me on again. Yeah, health care is really an important topic. Obviously, the House and Senate and White House are spending a lot of time on it right now. So, you know, my thought is I'm for health care reform. I think we have some real problems in our system, but I want to do it the right way. And I think that the fact that it slowed down a little bit, and now instead of trying to do it in July and early August, we'll do it more like in September, October, I think that's probably good. They're working through lots of different proposals, lots of different ideas, and really the focus right now is to try to cut the cost, to make it as effective a reform as, you know, they've been talking about before, but to keep the cost down. And I know the Blue Dogs on the House side have just reached an agreement with their leadership over there, saying that I think they're going to cut $100 billion out of the cost of this. So, yeah, I think all that's positive. And I think what you're seeing is you're seeing the system actually working up here, where congressmen and senators are working very hard to try to come up with a good legislative solution. And it does take a little time. And, you know, the goal is to have a better, more efficient healthcare system with a, you know, healthier America. So at the end of this process, I'm not sure I can vote for this because I don't know yet what it looks like. I mean, it's still being put together, and I know there's some scare tactics out there with various ads and things like that. But I would encourage folks just kind of keep your powder dry. Let's see what the bill really looks like before people weigh in either for it or against it.
You know, it's just like you talked about some of the ads going on. I've heard there's conservatives are categorizing the consultation on something that would become a requirement of law about euthanasia. And that is something that they say it's a consultation that, you know, if you're in terminal, you know, euthanasia may be an option. And that is setting off red flags in the South for sure.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, that I think what they're talking about there is a provision that's in the House bill. There is a House bill. On the Senate side, we're going to have two bills, and they have not been finished yet. So one is out of committee. The other is still being drafted. So we really don't know what even the outline looks like in the Senate yet. But on the House side, they do have a bill, or at least a pretty good outline of one. And you're right. Some people are picking up on a provision in there about consultation that, you know, they are, I would think that they're stretching and trying to make it apply to euthanasia. But, you know, to be honest with you, that's one reason you want these proposals out there in the public, to let the public look at them and respond. And, you know, sometimes the responses are a little bit out of bounds or a little bit off the mark. But, you know, more often than not, people make really good suggestions and constructive suggestions. And if, for example, with euthanasia, I don't know exactly what the House provision says, but, you know, maybe what we ought to do is put another provision in there that, you know, specifically bans federal dollars for euthanasia, something like that. So, you know, I think we can handle things like that. But I would caution people on some of these scare tactics that you see. You know, I've been, you know, watching TV and listening to the talk radio, et cetera, and, you know, folks are talking about a government takeover of health care. Nobody in Washington is talking about that, not the House, Senate, or White House. Nobody's talking about that. That is purely a scare tactic. And I was in the airport the other day, and this woman grabbed me, and she said, well, this is going to, you know, destroy Medicare. Well, actually, the truth is what we're trying to do is save Medicare through health care reform. And, you know, the other thing we need to bear in mind, again, is if we do nothing, what's going to happen over a 10-year period is health care is going to go up 88% over 10 years. So the cost, there really is a cost of doing nothing here. So what we want to try to do is address the problems in our system and really actually make that cost either go down or stay flat for a period of years. So we still have a lot of work to do. It is truly a work in progress, but I'll tell you, people are working hard in Washington to try to get this one fixed.
You know, one thing that we asked this on our website for people, just some comments or questions they knew we were going to be recording today. And one thing that they said, that 42% of Americans now think that the health care plan that has been proposed is a bad idea. And what is it really tied to this, I think, and it's a long letter here, but a level that is practically identical to Bill Clinton in 1994. So that's why I really think that putting the brakes on, as maybe the Blue Dogs have talked about, slowing down and let's have a debate, because that's what makes America great, is when we sit down from all parts of the country and we debate different issues, that's what will make it a better bill, or actually a better law.
No, I agree with that. And what's happening is right now, just on the political and sort of public relations front, is the groups and the people who are against health care reform generally, they have all the advantages right now because they can throw all these sort of scary messages up, and it's hard to defend and say that they're wrong because the bill hasn't been drafted yet.
Right.
So I think what will happen is once you actually, like you said, once you get the bill drafted and it's out there in the public domain and you give people a few weeks to look at it, think about it, analyze it, hey, you know, people may still have that same reaction to it, but chances are they'll look at it and they'll say, gosh, you know, really, there are a lot of good things in this bill. And, you know, maybe at the end what we do is we take these early drafts and we take the best out of those, and some of the more controversial parts we save till later. You know, one of the things I'm going to be doing over the August recess is I'm going to try to go out to a lot of different communities around the state, and one of the things we're trying to put together right now is for me to stop in, say, like, for example, local hospitals, and sit down with the local healthcare people, sort of the local healthcare community, and say, okay, tell me what you're hearing, tell me what you think, tell me the things that, you know, are working well right now, things we need to work on, and are these bills that we're talking about in Washington, are they fixing the problem? And, or are they causing more of a problem? And so, you know, I'm going to try to spend quite a bit of my August recess going around the state, probably not so much in big public forums with, you know, big, you know, huge town hall meetings, but probably more selectively around the state, trying to get, you know, really healthcare professionals and folks that really understand the ramifications of all this to really sort of tell me candidly what they think of, you know, about the proposals in Washington.
Now, one thing, there's also an email that was sent, and this is something that may be already occurring, and I'm not aware of it. When the bill is when they bring it up, there's a 1,000-page bill. I keep saying 1,000-page.
Right.
Is that available for the public to view? Is there like a PDF?
It will be. And here again, there's one bill that's come out of the Senate committee that came out, what they call the Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions. The acronym is HELP. That came out of the HELP committee. It is probably out there on the web right now. You can probably get it. The Finance Committee bill, where Senator Lincoln sits on the Finance Committee, that bill literally is just barely starting to get on paper right now. I think the goal on that would be to try to have something on paper within, say, about 10 days. But that there's nothing out there now because nobody knows what that looks like. The House has more of a draft. They have several pieces of the bills. And the big news on the Blue Dogs, the Blue Dog Democrats recently, is that basically they have paved the way for the House to go ahead and finish their bill and actually get a bill on paper and through the system. So I guess in the next few days you'll probably get a House bill. Right now there's probably one of the two Senate bills, and then the second Senate bill is not available yet because it hasn't been drafted yet.
We'll try to make sure our web folks take care of that, because that's kind of way out there how that they can get to it, but we'll try to make sure that's available on our website.
And also, just one more thing on that, I do encourage people to go out and try to find the actual bills so they can read the bills and see what they actually say, not what people say they say. But the other thing is, a lot of times when you read legislation, you know, I get this question sometimes, have you read the bill? Yes, you know, I try to, but if you've ever read a bill,
it's like lawyer talk, isn't it?
It is. I mean, literally, it'll say, like, you know, section 606
That's
is
right.
amended as follows, and it'll, you know, say this comma goes away and you add the word or, any other, you know, whatever. I mean, it really is. You really have to, you know, spend a lot of time. In fact, that's one of the things that the Arkansas legislature, I think, does a lot better than the Congress. And that is when they do their bills, they actually put it all together in one document so you can see what is being struck through, and then you can see what's being added, so you can actually read it. And up here, they just don't do that. They never have, so they're really hard to read up here.
What is your main concern? And I guess we need to wrap up this segment of healthcare, but what is your main concern as senator for Arkansas for the healthcare?
I think it's the cost, and I think it's the overall cost to the system. Like, when I say that, I mean the cost of the taxpayer and, you know, how much this might add to the expense of healthcare in this country. We already pay about twice what most industrialized nations pay for healthcare, and it's kind of hard for me to justify adding more to that. But anyway, the cost, but also the cost of the individual. I mean, one of the problems with healthcare today is that people just can't afford it. And that's a very individual and very family-based decision for people. And we want to try to do things that lower the cost for individuals and hopefully control the cost in the whole system. So I'd say that's my biggest concern. And I'm telling you, people in Washington are working very hard to address that. In the end, I don't know if they're going to be able to fix it enough for me to vote for, but I'm really glad that they're working on it. And I, like I said, I think you're seeing the system work right now.
We've been talking with Senator Mark Pryor right here on KFFB 106.1 FM, your award-winning information station. To hear this program, go to KFFB.com. Share the news with someone. That's KFFB.com. Click on the Open Mic tab. Tomorrow, we'll continue our discussion with Senator Mark Pryor.